producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Switching it up a little bit right now, I have Richard Doc Postma on the line with me, and we are chatting with Brent Cook of Exploration Insights. Brent is, I have to say, one of my favorite geologists out there simply because he doesn't beat around the bush. He will tell you if he likes the project, and he will tell you if he does not like a project. And Brent, I have to say I respect that, so thank you for coming on our show.
Thanks, and thanks for your opportunity as well.
Now, Brent, you and I chatted early on at the San Francisco Silver Summit and Resource Expo, and as that show progressed, I chatted to a number of companies there, or at least the majority of the companies that were there, since there were only around, let's say, 20 to 30, and there was one theme that kept on popping up in a lot of these companies' narratives, and that was, in not so many words, the project generator theme. Now, on paper, project generators sound great, especially in the economic times that we're in for this market where projects are cheap. But quite frankly, not everybody can go out there and take that project generator type of mentality and scoop up all these projects, can they?
No, indeed they can't. The problem most of these companies face, and I'm just writing about that this weekend in this weekend's letter, there's about 1,200 listed juniors on the Vancouver Exchange. 75% of those have negative working capital. Another 13% are nearly broke. So there's, you know, it's a nice idea to think you can go out and scoop up all these projects that are dead, but very few companies have the wherewithal, the cash, or the experience to do it.
Well, and quite frankly, I think some of these companies that do have the cash, they're looking at a number of these companies and saying, well, they're broke. We can go in and get their property for really cheap. But that doesn't mean that their property is even worth anything.
Precisely. I think you've hit on the key there, is most of these companies, these 1,200 companies, their properties really aren't very high quality. I mean, it is really, really tough to come up with a project that has the potential to turn into an economic deposit. I mean, the world evolves, Earth evolves over billions of years, and that evolution process creates anomalies, geochemical and geophysical. So there are literally millions of geophysical or geochemical anomalies out there, and less than 1% are actually economic deposits.
I listened to your past interviews with Corey, and especially the recent ones, and you mentioned a couple of companies you particularly like, and I like those companies as well. I've looked at the fundamentals, but I come from also a technical basis, and what I'm finding very interesting is you got an awful lot of stocks from a technical basis where their prices are light years away from the 200-week moving average, which we technicians follow, of course. We follow a lot of things. But what I'm finding interesting is two stocks you mentioned recently, and one which I've owned for quite a while, and along with other stocks. What's very interesting is that these stocks with decent fundamentals are already, their pricing is starting to transect the 200-week moving average or becoming very close to doing that. And I think that's very significant because once they move over it and they hold above it, there will come a time when that average starts to move up and these stocks will, I think, move higher. But you mentioned a couple of them in the past, and one of them was Richmont. The other one was Premier Gold. What do you feel about those companies?
I don't know anything about chart watching and following, but I do know those two companies are, I own both of them, are, you know, quality companies with quality assets. They've got no debt, and they're able to fund their exploration and development work out of the money they've got. So what I think your chart is showing is that the few quality companies out there are set to do much better if and when this market turns.
It seems like the big takeaway from at least some of these companies that Doc has talked about and that I chatted with you about are producers, not necessarily large-scale producers, but companies out there that are producing, making money from their normal production and using that money to reinvest and expand on their property, exploratory-wise. That seems like a good growth model in my eyes.
It certainly is. I mean, Richmont, they've got a mine, the island deposit, and beneath it, deeper in the, along the vein, they've intersected both the thicker and higher grade mineralization. So all they need to do is go down deeper and get it, and they can fund that out of current cash flow. Premier is set to go into production next year. And again, they've got something like $85, $90 million in the bank that assures them the ability to move ahead. And they have been acquiring new projects when other people can't.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're really knowledgeable about two other companies that are showing similar technical findings, but one of them is NovaGold. The other one right now is Claude. Are you acquainted with either one of these, and what would you think about them, Brent, if you are?
I am. We'll be discussing Claude this weekend, so I'll avoid that for now. NovaGold is a very well-promoted ounces in the ground play. They've got two very large deposits. The odds of those ever going into production, I think, are pretty far out. But as a leverage to the gold price, that's one of the better out there.
Do you think investors should be looking at these sort of projects that do provide a leverage to a gold price, or do you think that they should right now be focused on these mid producers?
It's a personal, philosophical thing for me. I prefer to own companies with projects that work at today's price, because I don't know how low the gold price is going to go or what's going to happen in the future. So that's my preference. But on the other hand, there are a lot of people who do like this optionality play, and if the gold price rises, these should do well as well.
I think it's a good comment there. It all comes down to personal preference and what you are comfortable in. But there definitely is a balance out there of utilizing or taking a position in some of these miners while you do have that exploration upside. And that's kind of the nice aspect of this, is that the exploration upside is really the blue sky for some of these mid miners, aren't they?
It is. I mean, basically, that's their future. Every ounce or pound mined, if you don't replace it, your business is going out of business. So you need to continue adding to your reserves.
Now, Brent, what was your takeaway from the overall theme from the San Francisco show?
I called it a survivor's ball. It was pretty bleak, but it was encouraging in that the companies there obviously could afford to be there. Most of them had good work or good projects going on. And the investors, the ones that were there, had been through this before. And I'd be interested in Doc's take on this, but I'm looking at charts, and you know, we're flatlining. I think we're going to be flatlining for a while, but this is the time, in my view, to pick up these companies and projects that in the future, when the market turns, and it will, mining is cyclical, you'll be in a good position.
I couldn't agree more with that. We know we've talked about the technicals and what I expect for gold and the fact that I feel gold will bottom next year. But as I've said, in December would be a good time to purchase. We talked about that way back in August, and it's starting to prove that out. And I think we have a little bit more work to do here, but I think starting this month into the fall of next year is going to be a great time to start to take positions in some of these. And then you're going to have to wait, because he is right. From a technical standpoint, I feel we're going to have to flatline for a while. Some of these better companies, I think, will just gradually make move higher and higher before the gold price really starts to move up again.
We'll be right back. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I'm going to tell you, Brent Cook is one of my favorite people in this industry. As I said before, I met Brent back in 1995 when we were on a property visit in Chile. He is one of the most conservative, one of the most intelligent people out there when it comes to the resource sector, in my opinion. Whatever Brent has to say, I will generally take to the bank. Okay, whatever our current guest, Brian Lundeen, has to say, I will generally take to the bank. Also, Brian is a the originator, not the originator, I guess, Brian, of the New Orleans Investment Conference. If I'm not mistaken, Mr. Blanchard started that, and then you took it over. Is that correct?
That's correct. He started it in 1974, and I came on board in 85. So basically, we've had 41 of them, and I've been involved in 30 of them.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so I was running the operations for Jim since about 1990, and he passed away in 1999. And he was a great friend and mentor, and obviously a friend of all investors in the gold industry. And I bought the conference and the newsletter assets that I didn't already own from the estate after Jim passed.
Well, as I've said many times in the past, I think your conference is probably the best one out there in the sense when you look at quality of speakers, et cetera. It is something I think is a must attend for anybody who has a serious interest in our particular industry. Having said that, Brian, we've got some interesting stuff going on in the gold market today, Friday. I mean, we're up about $25 right now. What's causing that in your opinion?
Well, I've been actually predicting this in Gold Newsletter and our free e-letter for a while now that, you know, gold's had this rate hike monkey on its back for a couple of years now, especially when they first started the tapering and then it got hit hard and it's been downhill ever since. And there's been kind of a thematic short position in gold, ongoing thematic short position in gold among hedge funds and other big deep-pocketed speculators. And my thesis has been that once we got to the first Fed rate hike, once that began, was confirmed, then it would be kind of a buy the rumor, sell the news kind of an event and represent the end of that long-standing short trade and really release some of the short pressure that's been weighing the gold market down for a couple of years now. And it seems like that's exactly what's happening today, that the market has realized that a Fed rate hike in December is, you know, short of some kind of a geopolitical or financial disaster over the next couple of weeks. It's a certainty now. And therefore, this short pressure is being relieved, and you have a pretty significant short covering rally in the metal right now.
Well, quite frankly, Brian, when you look at some of the other rate hikes in the past, the dollar, which I think a lot of people are also looking at, has moved down, not necessarily up, which most traders or investors would think would happen. This is another aspect that I think could help gold at least establish, hopefully, a higher price, because quite frankly, these numbers sub 1100 are still, in my eyes, not very positive. But having this move up, do you think that this could be the start of a long-term trend, or is this just going to be another one of these almost head fakes by the gold market?
Well, I think it depends on your definition of a long-term, and I think your definition is more than a few months, but I would feel safe in saying it's a few months. We're getting into the seasonal aspect for gold. Over the last couple of years, it's been especially pronounced and sharp that we've had a decline into December and then a rebound in January, February, and March. You know, last year, I think we got close to 1,300 in the rally, and the year before that, we got around 1,350 or so. So if we repeat that or even rhyme with that historic performance of the last couple of years, and we have a nice rally ahead of us into the spring, again, as the attention turns not from when or if the Fed will raise rates, but really being focused on where the economy goes now and how steep that ascent will be. Gold really actually performs very well in a rising or even a higher interest rate environment as long as real rates are negative. And we will be at negative real rates given the low rate of inflation we have now, at least for the next year and a half. If not longer, that's if we don't have any uptick in inflation at all. So from a fundamental standpoint, there really are no headwinds, real headwinds for gold, given interest rates, only perceived headwinds.
Brian, I got a question for you. You know, in the past, we have had, for lack of better terms, a dichotomy between the price of the gold stocks and the price of the commodity itself. How do you account for that?
if you look, and you're right, it's been kind of a long-standing divergence in the equities in the metal. We first saw that in recent history in the 2008 credit crisis when gold, after it had some volatility in the middle of the liquidity vacuum part of that crisis, gold started soaring, but the equities didn't. And that's because people didn't want paper. They wanted security and the security of the metal. And that highlights the fact that in a real financial crisis, you want the metal and not the equities. When you have a steady uptrend, consistent uptrend in the metal that's due to underlying monetary factors, then you want to be in the equities, which provide you leverage to the metal. What you're referring to now is that the equities are cheapest relative to gold than they've really been in recorded history since gold's been free trading.
Now, Brian, most people look at gold, or at least some traders look at gold, as the safe haven play. But I think, as well, gold can be one of those parts of the portfolio that even though the markets are going up and times are good, people will put some money into gold for almost a savings tool, especially when we do have low interest rates, even if we are going through an interest rate rise. Do you think this, if the markets stay up there, could be an aspect of gold, or is it still simply looked at as this safety play?
No, I think you're absolutely right. We've seen that, of course, in Asia, where there's a cultural affinity to gold as a form of savings, but we're seeing it more and more in the Western markets. And to look at, you know, as evidence of that, you just look over the past few months when gold hit multi-year lows. Once again, the gold and silver coin sales just soared. They catapulted higher. And that's because a lot of Western investors are putting a certain amount of their income away every month into physical metals, gold and silver. And when the price goes down, that means they're buying more metal. And that puts pressure on the mints to keep up with supply.
You know, I guess the only comment that I would make here is when you talk about a certain amount of American investors continue to put a percentage of their portfolios into the metals themselves, it would be really interesting to know definitively what that percentage of American investors is. I've always been under the impression that it's a relatively small number of people. Yeah. But having said that, I got to tell you, it's something certainly that Kathy and I have done for a long time in the past, and it's something my parents also did, interestingly enough. Brian, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We are chatting with Peter Bookfire right now. Peter is rapidly becoming one of our go-to guys when we talk about forecasting potential trends out in the future. Peter and I and Corey were chatting a couple of days ago on Thursday about the situation in Europe with the QE, et cetera, et cetera. And Peter feels that right now, conditions being what they are, this could signal a very, very different direction for some of the economic trends right now. Now, we saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Thursday drop 250 points. It also dropped on Wednesday. Is this going to continue in a meaningful sense for the rest of December and possibly into January, Peter?
Well, I'll say possibly into January. What will happen in the next couple of weeks, obviously, will have its own seasonal dynamic. But today was a major inflection point in terms of the major moves that we've seen this year, particularly in the U.S. dollar. There was this love affair with the U.S. dollar that was predicated on a Fed that was going to raise a whopping 25 basis points. Not much, but obviously compared to the dramatic easing we were seeing in Japan and in Europe in particular, that sounded like a lot. But today was a wake-up call in that the trade was very one-way. Number two, I think there was another chink in the armor of central banks today in that there's only so much they can do. There's only so much they can push deposit rates through negative territory. There's only so many bonds they can buy and so much money that they can print without getting a pushback. Today's action is the top in the dollar for a while. We're also dealing with the U.S. economy that's looking very fragile as well. You saw the ISM manufacturing number fall to just shy of multi-year lows. We saw the ISM manufacturing number a few days ago fall below 50. We're seeing a multitude of soft economic data points, with labor market being the only strong point, but we know that's a lagging indicator. and that the whole bull case for the dollar to me was just very much on a flimsy basis. Therefore, if you do get a top in the dollar for the short term, that obviously has implications for global bond markets, for commodities in particular, and a variety of other one-way trades that we've seen this year.
Now, Peter, I think it's important for people to know that when you do talk about trend changes, it doesn't mean that the markets are going to move in a straight line. Markets never actually move in a straight line. So if we do see a bounce here, a bounce there, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden that new trend is still not in place. That being said, looking at the U.S. equity markets, you could really argue that this trend change, at least from an increasing market, stopped back in, well, you could even say March, but clearly the top back in May has shown that that's been a fairly strong top right now, and we've only moved sideways at best from those levels.
Yes, and you can even go back further. The New York Stock Exchange Composite Index, which includes a variety of different securities and also ADRs, that's back to where it was in late 2013. The market's been in a massive topping process. When you look at the bull case, the bear case, I mean, I could have said this a year ago, but to me, the multitude of things under the bear case continue to rise. And whether it's earnings that are in a recession right now, profit margins that are rolling over, valuations that are extremely excessive that are now beginning to matter, central banks highlighted front and center today are losing their luster and its ability to influence markets. This is an end of a cycle. This is an end of a bull market, and investors should be fully prepared for it going into 2016.
When you say this is the end of a bull market, you're talking right now about the conventional equities around the world, correct?
Well, look what happened in sovereign bonds today. I mean, I don't think I've seen a destruction in sovereign bonds like I did today, with 20 basis point increases in German and French bonds, 25% basis points increases in yield in Italian and Spanish bonds. It was a mess today, more than just stocks and foreign currencies. Bonds really got slaughtered today.
Well, Peter, one telling sign, at least for the U.S. economy and markets as well, is a flattening yield curve. We've talked about it on our show throughout this week, but even with the Fed just talking about raising interest rates, that yield curve has started to flatten, hasn't it?
Yes, and that is the perfect message that the Treasury market is worried about the context of a rate hike coming in with at the same time that economic growth is very soggy right now. And to me, recession odds are going up. I put them north of 50% in 2016. And a Fed Reserve that will likely be one rate hike and done because of these issues they're going to face next year.
Give us an idea about the magnitude of the recession you're talking about, Peter.
As we had a mild expansion, I don't expect something much more than a mild recession. But just because it's mild doesn't mean that it won't be painful. To me, I'm most worried about a readjustment in asset prices, because that is what is most extended and what the repercussions will be for the economy by a decline in asset prices. People have to remember that the last two recessions happened because of a decline in asset prices. It was a decline in housing. It was a decline in tech stocks in the late 90s. This time around, it's been a decline in commodity prices because of excess capacity. That's going to lead to a multitude of recessions around the world. We're already seeing that. And I think that affects the U.S. in 2016.
Now, Peter, if we do start to move into a mild recession, like you say, where should people put their money to be protected and possibly even make some money? Is it in the consumer staple aspect of things, or is it somewhere else?
Well, if we're going into a bear market in stocks, there aren't too many places to hide. And if I'm right on the dollar topping out, to me, that's the end of the decline in commodities. And I want to buy gold and silver hand over fist. I want to have it sleeping next to me. I want to have it everywhere I go, because to me, that is the most attractive asset class in a world that is finally waking up that central bankers don't have all the answers. The dollar rally is likely lower. And we live in a very monetary lunatic environment that I think it's running out of steam in terms of its influence on people's faith in them.
Well, I mean, there's no question right now that the central banks are kind of running out of power, for lack of better terms. But having said that, there's also very little, if any, interest in precious metals at all right now. So what you're saying is when the realization takes hold, how dire the situation, how ineffective the central banks are, you're suggesting that the people will wake up almost immediately and turn to gold and silver. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, before today, at least in Europe, about 40% of European sovereign bonds were trading below zero. How the Europeans are not buying gold hand over fist under that scenario, I'm not exactly clear. But the whole bear case on the metals has been this monetary divergence and that the Fed's going to raise interest rates 25 basis points. Well, if the basis of your bearishness is because the Fed's going to raise a whopping 25 basis points after quintupling their balance sheet and having rates at zero for 7 years, that's a pretty flimsy case. And the another issue that gold bears are going to face in 2016 is a rise in the inflation statistics just by virtue of energy prices that are no longer going down. And that on a rate of change basis, come January, headline inflation will see a zero rate of change with respect to energy prices. So just based on that math, we're going to see inflation numbers going up next year. So on a real adjusted interest rate basis, those interest rates are going to start going negative deeper next year. And that is historically a good support for the metals.
Peter, I have to say, I think that is a crucial point, that inflation measure. I think with the commodities bottoming, potentially even energy bottoming, we could start to see inflation pop back on the radar here, which would be a big change from what we're going through right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Okay, welcome in here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. Going to do our market wrap for yesterday. And I've got to tell you, this was a very interesting week in the markets. Yesterday, gold was up as much as $24.90. And at the same time, the conventional equities markets, Dow closed up 369, almost 370 at 369.96. S&P closed up 4207 at 209.169. NASDAQ closed up over 100 points, 104.74. Chris, we'll start out with you. Commentary?
Well, as I said during the week, and especially at week's end, you can't make anything out of one day either direction. Anybody who thought that you had something you could identify on Thursday got beat over the head on Friday. Draghi wrong-footed the shorts on the euro. OPEC came out yesterday morning and wrong-footed the bulls on oil who thought they might do something. Instead, all we got out of OPEC was almost a guarantee now that we're going to see 30s for the oil price, probably at some point breaking the low for 2015. So that's one of the themes I take away. I also take away the theme, Al, that long-term interest rates in the U.S., though they spiked on that euro short covering, I think they've seen their highs for 2015 and for some time to come. That's a theme I think people can hang their head on going forward. And otherwise, consider that for all the volatility and 280-point drop on Thursday and 300-plus point rise on Friday, the S&P 500 ended this last week dead on its 2014 closing low. The closing level, I'm sorry.
Chris, you took the words right out of my mouth with the Thursday and Friday moves in the markets. Yes, they may have been kind of extreme if you're watching them on an hour-to-hour basis, but quite frankly, we ended the week pretty much where we started in the conventional markets. So, Doc, kind of goes along with what we've been saying, just this continued sideways move throughout December, don't you think?
I agree with that, Corey. Yesterday I was starting to think that we might actually get a move down early, which I really didn't like because I'd rather see the sideways move into January because January is going to be a defining month technically for this market. And we've talked about that for weeks. Well, it looks like we're going to have the same type of movement through frankly, through the rest of this month. We may even get a little bit of movement up, but you're not going to see a big Santa Claus rally here. You're not going to move up to take out the previous highs in the Dow Jones back in May. But it's just going to be this perpetual up and down with maybe a little bias to the upside now. But there's not going to be much either way. And I don't think even the Fed speaking in 2 weeks, according to what the technicals are saying, are going to have much of an impact. So that's kind of interesting to me as well.
That's a pretty bold prediction, Doc, given the fact that the Dow closed up yesterday as strongly as it did, up 369.96, close to 400 points. I don't know. That's I got to hand it to you. I think what you're really showing right now is you're really showing how much real strong faith you have in technicals.
Absolutely. The thing with what the VIX did today suddenly cemented some of the technicals I watch. And it gave me a way of looking at the rest of the month because the VIX, what it said today and some other things I look at with the VIX, it said that we're not in danger of breaking down here, even with the Fed speak in 2 weeks. And I find that kind of interesting. And the VIX shows that volatility isn't going to pick up appreciably before the end of the month. At least that's what it's saying right now. That could change in another week. But right now it's just saying we're not going to see the volatility or a significant move up in volatility.
Okay, Chris, let's move on from the markets because, as you mentioned, you know, we really haven't done anything all year, let alone last week or this last week that was fairly volatile. I want to get your comment on the U.S. dollar. Obviously, a big move down on Thursday thanks to the comments out of the ECB. But then the dollar did come back just a little bit on Friday, obviously not the retracement that we saw in the markets. But the dollar did stay above that 50-day moving average. Do you see any significance in what the dollar did, or do you think it's just going to be in this range again?
Well, the dollar has been run up in the recent past because of the realization that the Fed, come hell or high water, wants to try and prove to the world that it can raise interest rates without blowing everything up. So we'll see how that works out. The drop in the dollar, really the plunge in the dollar on Thursday, was caused by everybody covering their euro shorts. But then what did we see yesterday? Mario Draghi comes out 24 hours after he seemed to disappoint everybody, and he channeled George Wallace in saying QE today, QE tomorrow, QE forever. And that caused a lot of steam to come back out of the euro. You know, a while back, when the euro got to $1.15, it was jawbone down. Heck, it took Draghi a day to jawbone it down after it had a big spurt after the ECB meeting yesterday. So you know that the ECB wants the euro to keep moving lower. China's going to be lowering its currency. The British pound until recently was below a buck and a half. And the path least resistance for the dollar is probably still up. So, you know, my gut tells me the Fed doesn't want that and they think they're going to talk their way out of it. But I don't know because The first thing that, you know what's going to happen the day after they raise rates, fellas? Everyone's going to be looking at the data points and arguing about when rate hike number two is going to come. And that's going to add some steam to the dollar. And if these people, and I've said this before, really want to tempt fate with the energy patch now in more trouble than it was in, go ahead and start raising rates. Let the dollar go to a new high. Let oil go down in the, you know, low 30s or 20s. And it'll all be not fun and games until oil company bankruptcies do to the broad markets what the supposedly isolated subprime mortgages did several years ago.
Doc, your comments on the U.S. dollar?
Yeah, the dollar, it's going to move down to a little bit sideways a little bit here for a while, and then we're going to see another little bit move up. And then I wouldn't be surprised if we just move sideways up at this higher level for a little bit. It has double topped here, and I have a feeling that we're not going to see it just move strongly to the upper side. But we may, like I said, move a little sideways in the next few days to a little bit down, and then we'll move back up to challenge that peak that we hit this past week. And then I think we trade sideways for a while into 2016.
All right, Chris, let's move it over to gold right now. Gold had a good Thursday and Friday. I'm sure there are a number of pundits, gold bugs out there saying that they called the bottom on Thursday, and, you know, we are in this bullish upward trend right now, but to me, technically, we haven't seen a breakout of any sort, and this run might continue for a little bit, but I'm still not a believer just on these 2 days. How about you?
Well, this can probably be explained away by the gold cartel got their week screwed up and thought this week was Thanksgiving, and they took Thursday and Friday off, and that's why.
Hey, man, I got to interrupt you just for a second. Quit biting your tongue, would you?
No, seriously, I'm not convinced either. I think it's healthy that you've had this short covering. I've said before that I think that gold is increasingly, and gold stocks more so, moving into some stronger hands that's close enough to a bottom for them. So I think that it's a glass half full story, but nevertheless, you have to look at this somewhat, Corey, the same way as the more frenetic activity in the euro, and that is you had a whole bunch of people decide to cover their gold shorts all at the same time. To me, nothing about the underlying narrative changed in 2 days to justify it fundamentally. It was simply oversold.
Simply oversold. You know, I would have to say that to me at this moment in time, given the lack of interest that we've seen of late, seems like a very, very logical thing to say, Chris.
Doc, we only have about 30 seconds left. Do you want to give us your assessment on gold?
Yep. Gold's going to move a little bit higher here. We might see 1,100 and then possibly 1,130. But I don't see any big changes for gold. I think that through the rest of the month, we'll probably move up and along with some of these precious metal stocks. And after I get another 2 or 3 weeks of data on these technicals, I'll tell you whether this is anything significant or whether it will move down into 2016 like I felt all along.
All right, everybody. Hope that you enjoyed this weekend's show. If you want to weigh in on our forums or listen to our daily market commentaries, come to the website, kereport.com.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.